Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, December 21st, 2023. I'm your friend, Donna Leland, and today it's my Christmas gift to you. I'm going to be sharing all of my favorite Christmas thoughts, well, some of them, because I have a lot of them, and then my favorite Christmas songs. Maybe you've never heard some of these, Scott Wesley Brown, Barlow Girl, but they certainly have always added that little bit of extra Christmas cheer to my time. So hope you'll enjoy them. Again, my Christmas gift to you. Let's unwrap.
Oh,
Came across this in a Christmas card a few years ago and kept it. It's a thought by Dr. James Allen Francis. It's called One Solitary Life. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a home. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliament that ever sat, all the kings that have ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on earth as much as that one solitary life.
Who would have thought that long ago, so very far away, a little child would be born and in a manger laid? And who would have thought this little child was born the King of Kings, the son of just a carpenter, but for whom the angels sing? And who would have thought that as he grew and with other children played, this child with whom they laughed and sang would die for them someday? And who would have thought this little child could make a blind man see, feed the hungry, make rich the poor, and set the sinner free? Oh, who would have thought this little child was who the prophet said would take away the sins of man and rise up from the dead? Many years have come and gone, yet this world remains the same. Empires have been built and fallen, only time has made a change. Nation against nation, brother against brother, men so filled with hatred, killing one another. And over half the world is starving, while our banner of decency is torn, debating over disarmament, killing children before they're born. And fools who march to win the right to justify their sin. Every nation that has fallen from within.
up king. Someday we'll return. And I believe, and I will always sing this little child. Child is who the prophet said will return to judge this world, the living and the dead. Oh, can't you see that long ago, so very far away,
Have you heard the 1 Corinthians 13 love chapter version for Christmas? Sharon Jane wrote it. She said, if I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights, and shiny balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook. If I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties and sing in the choir's cantata, but don't focus on Christ, I've missed the point. Love stops the cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the husband. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love doesn't envy another's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful they're there to be in the way. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Video games, they'll break. Pearl necklaces, they'll be lost. Golf clubs will rust, but giving the gift of love will endure.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold.
Ding dong. That is their song, with joy will ring all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, oh, hill and dale, telling a tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, ding, merry, 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 merry Christmas, ding, merry, merry, merry.
good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry
You ever keep the real good Christmas cards, the one with the best messages or just look pretty? And I kept one that has this poem in it. It's called The Christmas Nail. It's Christmas time at our house, and we're putting up a tree. I wish I could find a simple way to remember Christ's gift to me. Some little sign or symbol to show friends stopping by. The little baby was born one day, but he really came to die. Some symbol of his nail-pierced hands, the blood he shed for you and me. What if I hung a simple nail upon my Christmas tree? A crimson bow tied round the nail as his blood flowed down so free to save each person from their sin and redeem us for eternity. I know it was his love for us that held him to the tree, but when I see this simple nail, I know he died for me. Isn't that sweet? I ended up going and getting a carpenter nail. I put a red ribbon around it, put a little Christmas hook on it, and that's what I gave away for people who actually came by.